What was the strength and the weakness of the Raytheon group?
Well, it was a very small group. It was a very small operation. Percy Spencer was an extremely ingenious and extremely inventive person, a person with strong opinions and strong drives, who ran a tight ship in his little place there, a small room with cubby holes and things at Raytheon. And we worked together on how to assemble these things and how to design them. At the time, we were playing strapping games on the magnetrons. You connect jumper wires between the various anodes around the 8 or 10 or whatever anode magnetron to try to improve the performance.
Yes.
The problem, of course, is if you have an 8-cavity magnetron, then you have 8 resonances. Mm-hmm. And the question is, which resonance will the magnetron pick? And it usually will pick the wrong one. And so you then try, by playing these strapping games, to make the magnetron behave. And we were playing numbers games.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, at first we didn't try the obvious thing, which was simply to connect all odd anode segments with one ring and all even anode segments with another ring, the so-called complete double ring strap magnetron. Mm-hmm. Why we didn't try that straight away, I don't know. Percy Spencer was one of the people that said, "You people at MIT don't know what you're doing. Why don't you do this?"
Mm-hmm. And he suggested that?
He was one of the people who suggested that. I can't say he was the originator of that, because there may have been others at the same time who did. Incidentally, this is a point which I sometimes tell people in anecdotes, and I'm not sure it's true at all, but I'll add it for, so take this with a grain of salt.
Sure.
There was a period there during the submarine battle in the North Atlantic, when if one of these magnetrons tested high power, as when I brought it down from Raytheon, that the British attaché would have a Lancaster bomber warmed up at Logan. They would fly the magnetron to Britain that night, and that meant they could put one more search plane in the North Atlantic.
Mm.
Now, it sounds dramatic, and it may be totally made up. I don't know if there's any truth to it.
Mm-hmm. But that was, even if it's not true, it's illustrative of the critical demand.
And the kind of atmosphere under which we worked.